Russian President Vladimir Putin has issued a decree recognizing Crimea as a sovereign and independent state. The move came hours after the US and the European Union imposed new sanctions against Moscow following Crimea's weekend referendum vote to join the Russian Federation. Stefan Boss reports.
The Kremlin said President Vladimir Putin already signed a decree on recognizing Crimea as a sovereign independent state and that the order took effect immediately. It's seen as a first step towards integrating Crimea into the Russian Federation after Sunday's overwhelming yes vote in the peninsula to join and a similar decision by the local parliament. However, EU foreign policy chief Catherine Ashton said the referendum was held amid Russian military occupation.
We strongly condemn the holding of this referendum. It's illegal and it's a clear breach of the Ukrainian constitution.
Ashton spoke after a meeting with European Union foreign ministers who decided to impose far-reaching travel bans and asset freezes against dozens of officials from Russia and Ukraine linked to the unrest in Crimea.
In the absence of positive steps and in line with the statement of European Union leaders on the 6th of March, we've decided today to introduce additional measures. More specifically, restrictive measures against 21 individuals responsible for actions which undermine or threaten the territorial integrity, sovereignty and independence of Ukraine.
Earlier, President Barack Obama imposed sanctions on 11 officials blamed for Russia's military incursion into Crimea, including two top aides to Russian President Putin.
As an initial step, I'm authorizing sanctions on Russian officials, entities operating in the arms sector in Russia, and individuals who provide material support to senior officials of the Russian government. And if Russia continues to interfere in Ukraine, we stand ready to impose further sanctions.
And in a further sign of tensions, Ukraine's interim government recalled its ambassador from Moscow for consultations, while Ukraine's parliament approved the mobilization of 40,000 reservists amid what it called a wartime situation. However, the Ukrainian Greek Catholic Church had something to celebrate. Local church officials and police said priest Mykola Kvich was kidnapped by suspected pro-Russian forces on Saturday morning in Crimea's city of Sevastopol, had been freed. For Vatican Radio, I'm Stefan Bos, reporting.